Up next on the teleconference is Maryland's DJ Durkin. The Terrapins returned 15 total starters, including 9 on offense and 5 on defense. Maryland's spring game is scheduled for this Saturday. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
If you'd like to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
We finished practice 14 this morning. We got our spring game coming up on Saturday at 12:30, and it's been good. It's been a really good spring. We've knock on wood, been able to stay healthy for the most part, and so it's going well. We're looking forward to getting out our first opportunity to kind of get in front of some people, some of our fans and all that on Saturday, and finish the spring strong.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, you may do so by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Rachel Lindsay with Toledo Blade.
Hi, DJ. Since you came over to Maryland from Michigan, what's been the challenge or maybe the reward so far in making the transition to being the head coach and in charge of your own program?
Yeah, you know, it's been really enjoyable. It's been jam packed and crazy, but it's been very enjoyable. It's the biggest difference I think is the amount of coaching you're able to do. There's obviously a lot more on your plate and different things you got to deal with outside of just coaching football. But I mean, I kind of expected that going in. And the great part is I really feel strongly about the staff we've been able to hire here that has done a great job helping with that transition and handling a lot of things. And it's going well.
What's been the most unexpected thing you've encountered?
Most unexpected? The amount of things you deal with in a day that have nothing to do with football. I was obviously told that going in by others and people you talk to and question about it, but it really is. I mean, when you start to add it up and sit back, you just think about all the things that come across your desk in a day. It's pretty amazing.
All right. Thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1. And our next question comes from the line of Roman Stubbs with Washington Post.
Hey, DJ, how are you?
I'm doing good, Roman. How are you?
Good. DJ, I know you touched on it earlier in spring. Perry Hill's kind of impressed at the quarterback position. Has there been any separation at that position, whether it's with Perry or Caleb? And is there kind of a plan going into Saturday of how, you'll divvy up the reps between those guys at that position?
Yeah, they're both gonna split time and rep with the ones and twos evenly, and we'll keep going with that. I'm going to carry that competition into fall camp. I think it's, good for both of them, good for us as a team, and really good because, we have some freshmen coming in that deserve the right to compete for that spot as well. And so we're going to treat that just like any other position on the team. I mean, especially as being a new staff and a new team altogether, we've implemented a new offense, new defense. I want to give these guys time to soak everything in, learn it, and keep competing. I think, one of the best things about our spring so far is the amount of competition we've had at practices. I don't want to take away from that.
Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Bob Asmussen with Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach. You're going in the Big Ten with Lovie Smith at the same time. What are your thoughts on that, and do you know him at all?
I do not know him personally. I obviously know people that know him well, and I've never heard anything but great things about him. So I'm sure I know he'll do a great job there. And that was good to have him back in college football, and I think he'll do great.
Thanks, Coach.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask an audio question. And our next question comes from the line of Adam Biggers from todaysu.com.
Hey, DJ. Not sure if you've addressed this yet, but obviously you were part of Jim's satellite programs last year and the camping. I'm just kind of curious your take on the criticism that's directed toward him, the criticism of, the purpose of the satellite camps. And if this is something, if you support now that you are the head coach at Maryland.
I was wondering how long does it take to have a question about that. I think somewhere along the line, somewhere here in our profession, we've become where we can't just compliment someone else or say hey, that was a great idea on their part. I really believe, I mean, Jim is about as innovative as they come. He's got great vision. He always thinks outside the box, and you know, I mean, I thought it was great. I was there last year. We did Sally camps. It was incredibly beneficial to us, and you know, so I think, I mean, it's a good thing. I don't see where it's a bad thing or where it's wrong. You know, I know he's caught some criticism from other coaches, and I don't get it. I mean, I think it was a great idea, and we were going to do them ourselves here if we were able to this year, and you know, Jim always pushes the envelope, and I think it's great for all of us, you know, as a sport for sure.
What do you think of more of the personal attacks, or as far as the on his character? He's been accused of trying to just use it as more of a self-promotion tool rather than, you know, what it was designed for. You know, there's been radio hosts who have kind of, you know, who have said some things about him. What do you think about the more personal attacks on him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I really don't pay attention to that. I know him personally, and I know one thing. His motivation is to make his team the best it can be and make college football the best it can be. So whatever anyone else is saying other than that is just, you know, probably has ulterior motives to it, I'm sure.
Thanks, DJ.
Coach, looking ahead to this weekend as you close out your spring practice, what kind of things are you looking from your team as you get the chance to see them on Saturday in front of some fans?
Right. I mean, I just want to see us come out and play hard and compete. And I really feel like this past week or 10 days in the spring, we've made great strides in that area of just getting better at learning, you know, the tempo to play and you know, be competitive and just doing the little things the way we've been, you know, harping on all spring long. We've gotten better and really improved in that. So I'd like to see that carry over. I mean, obviously it's our first chance to get out in the stadium in front of some people, some fans, and you know, I'd like to see that carry over and carry through. And so we're just, you know, we're taking it one day at a time and just trying to improve our roster every day. And our guys have really bought into that and they're working hard.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today and best of luck with the upcoming season.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Up next on the teleconference is Maryland's William Likely. The senior defensive back claimed the inaugural Big Ten Rogers Dwight Return Specialist of the Year Award last season while earning first-team All-Big Ten honors at both defensive back and return specialist and first-team All-American status. William, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
If you want to give some quick opening thoughts on how spring's been going, then we'll take some questions.
Spring has been going pretty good. Just getting everybody out, everybody's new coaching staff, the coaches been doing a great job, terrific job, and we're just trying to get better, just learn from those guys.
Thanks, William. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you would like to ask an audio question, you may do so by pressing star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Roman Stubbs with the Washington Post.
Hey, Will, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Will. Hey, you know, sitting out for part of spring or having to deal with the injury, how difficult has that been for you, I guess, and how, I guess, have you been able to work your way back to doing some more activity later on during practices?
Actually, it was a little bit difficult at first, but it wasn't really because I was able to just sit back and help the other guys around me and just take extra coaching from the coaches and things like that and try to put it to my game, towards my game, and just try to be the best team player I can be.
And just to follow up, in terms of you know, announcing that you were going to come back and hold off on the NFL draft, I guess what went into that decision ultimately, and do you feel like you can be – kind of a centerpiece for this defense as a senior?
Most definitely. Just playing under Coach Durkin. He's a great coach. He got the best staff that you can ask for. And just being able to play under those guys, pick their brains, it's definitely going to be a good look. And just looking forward to the season.
Thanks, Will.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one.
Well, I guess just to dig a little deeper into kind of your comments that you were just making, what kind of things are you looking forward to, you know, as far as having the new staff, kind of a fresh start as you go into the fall season? You know, what are you looking forward to personally?
Basically just being the best team that we can be, being the best defense, best offense and special teams, being all around, just out there having fun, making plays, and when it all comes down to just winning games. And, you know, that's the goal. Everybody's want to be competitors. Everybody want to be winners. And we just trying to put it forward to find that way how to do that.
You know, obviously with the spring game scheduled for this weekend, you know, as a player, what does it mean to at the end of those, you know, 15 days of practice, to be able to get out there and actually compete in front of some fans again? What is that like as a player?
It means a lot, just knowing that all the work that you put in with the spring, and you're just able to showcase what you learned and what you got for the spring to the fans. And it's more for the fans to actually come out and see that what we've been doing for the whole spring.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck with the upcoming season.
All right, thank you.